The Bible says that when there was on one accord, that the Holy Ghost fell. They came together on one accord. They were in agreement. And then the Holy Ghost fell. Praise God. So we just believe in God for His anointing this morning. We thank Him for His Word and for the power that's in His Word. So I encourage you to be expecting to receive from God. Expect to hear from God. Be alert and ready to receive what God has for you. This is the first Sunday of 2016. Glory to God. The first Sunday of 2016. So be expecting to hear and to receive what God has for you. God always has something for you. Always has something for you. He always has gifts that He wants to bless you with. Gifts He wants to impart to you. Gifts that He wants to give to you. Because He wants you to have a good life. A godly life. One that He has already ordained for you. Praise God. So we thank God for you being here this morning. Praise God. So I want you to turn into your Bible to Isaiah, the 46th chapter. We want to look at something. Isaiah, the 46th chapter. We may go through a number of different scriptures this morning. Praise God. Isaiah, the 46th chapter. Praise God. We're going to look at a portion of one of the scriptures here. Isaiah 46 chapter. Verse number 10. Isaiah 46 verse number 10. We're going to look at the first part of it. It says, declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Praise God. So I want to talk to you. I want you to bear that in mind. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Glory to God. So this morning, I want you to talk to you about declaring the end from the beginning. Declaring the end from the beginning. In other words, this is the beginning of the new year. This is the beginning of 2016. No matter what you experienced, no matter what you went through, no matter what happened in 2015, that is in the past. That is now history. And now you're embarking on a new year, and you will determine the history of this new year. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to declare right now what this year is going to be for you. Don't sit back and wait to see what the new year is going to bring, but you stand up and you declare what's going to bring in the new year, what's going to happen in the new year. And see, this is like our Father God. Because see, before God begins anything, He determines how it's going to end. So before He starts anything, He determines how it will end. And He declares it. He declares it. Glory to God. He speaks it out of His mouth. Hebrews tells us the worlds are framed by the words of our mouth. Glory to God. So I want you to think about this year. Think about what do you want this year to be? What do you want to happen in this year? What do you want to take place in this year? How do I go about that? How do I do that? Well, one of the first things you should do is you should seek God. You should ask God. You should reason with God. Glory to God. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. Yes. In other words, you should engage in conversation with God. Say, God, this is a new year. I need to know, I want to know what you want me to do this new year. Why do we want to do that? Because we want to know what we need to declare. Because see, once we know God's will for for our lives in this new year, we need, then we know what we can be saying, what we can be declaring, irregardless of what it looks like. Now, you know, Jesus, when he came down here, you've heard the phrase, he was born to die. He knew what was going to take place. He knew what was going to happen to him. He already knew it. But those that are around him was unaware of it. So he had to unveil it or reveal it unto them. You remember when he said? He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. In other words, he was already declaring what was going to happen and what was going to take place before it even happened. Glory to God. Declaring the end from the beginning. So you can look at your situation, your circumstances. You can look at what you are experiencing, what you are in. And you can make a determination about what's going to happen. What's going to take place. What are you expecting? What are you believing for? What are you anticipating? And don't sit back and wait for it to happen. But you make a determination about what's going to happen. What's going to take place? Don't sit back and wait for it to happen. But I want you to determine and declare what is going to happen. You say, but is that going to make a difference? The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. So there's power in the words that you say. There's power in the things that you say. I want you to say this for me. Repeat this with me.
Death and life.
is in the power of my tongue. There you go. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. So therefore, I'm going to speak life. I'm going to declare the end from the beginning. I'm going to declare right now what's going to take place and what's going to happen. So as you spend time speaking to God, listening to what His Spirit is saying to you. I heard something that Paul Crouch said on television. There was replaying a program that he had mentioned something like that. And he made a comment before they started the radio stations. He said that he made a comment. He said, we need to spend, there's time in prayer where we need to spend time listening to what God has to say and not so much talking to Him.
Yes.
In other words, we need to spend some quiet time listening to hear what God has to say. Amen. The Bible says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we are the church. We are His body. So we need to spend time listening to what God is saying to us.
Amen.
What He is speaking to us. And as He puts it into our hearts, what He wants us to do, what He wants to take place, then what we need to do is begin to speak those things, begin to declare those things, begin to determine those things that He's already put in your heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. You give life to those things. He will prompt you. Think about what you want to do. Think about the things that God's been impressing on your heart. Think about the changes you want to bring about in your life. And you begin to speak those things up under the power of God. The Bible says God watches over His word to perform it.
Yes.
And His word will not return unto Him void, but it shall accomplish that He pleased and prosper in the thing whereunto He sent it. So therefore, when we begin to speak the words that God gives us, they will come to pass.
Amen.
So you should be saying, God, what do I need to be saying about my life? What do I need to be speaking about my life? What do I need to be saying? What do I need to be declaring? What do I need to be building with my words?
Yes.
What do I need to be establishing with my words? With the words that you say. Declaring right now the end from the beginning. Glory to God. And don't be moved by the circumstances. Don't be moved by the situation. Don't be moved by the way things look. But just only be moved by the word of God. Talking about declaring the end from the beginning.
Amen.
declaring the end from the beginning. What's going to happen? You got to be able to speak it. You got to be said from the beginning. Glory to God. And learning what to say. But you say, how do I need to declare? When God gives you something, when God places something in you, what he have you to do, you need to say what he says about it. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 119. Declaring the end from the beginning. Notice this in Psalms 119. Notice this in Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. Notice this. It says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Notice this. The entrance of thy word. Glory to God. In other words, the word of God gives light. It shows you how to enter in to those things that he has for you that you are declaring. So in other words, if God places in your heart something to say or to declare for it to happen, then you can go into the word of God and it'll give you light into how it will come to pass, into what you need to say about it, in what you need to declare about it. Because see, the circumstances will be contrary to what God has told you. So if God says that, no, this year, I'm going to take you to this position. And you look at me and say, I don't see how that's possible. I don't see how that's going to get there. You get into the word of God concerning what he said about you, concerning what he told you about, and that you begin to meditate on that. You begin to enter into what his word says. And then you begin to receive light on how it will come to pass. Glory to God. You speak his word in faith. And you'll receive light when you begin to meditate upon his word. The Bible says, meditate upon his word day and night. Glory to God. Day and night. And you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whose leaf will not wither. Glory to God. The entrance of his word. So no matter what the contradictory, no matter what contradictory circumstances may be imposed upon what God has spoken unto you and what you believe in and declaring to come to pass, no matter what contradictory circumstances come, you seek and search out his word and you'll get light in what you need to do. You get wisdom in how to handle it. You get insight in how to deal with it. Glory to God. And it will come to pass. No matter what it looks like, I don't care how impossible it may seem. The Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And as you spend time in his word, you'll build up your faith. Romans 10 and 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as I declare what the word of God says, be coming through. As I declare what the word of God says, we've got the victory. As I declare what the word of God says, we've been set free. As I declare what the word of God says, we are protected. When I declare what the word of God says, we are healed. When I declare what the word of God says, he will bring it to pass in our lives. And it will take the burden off for us. Because the Bible says, they that be of faith, they do enter into rest. Glory to God. You enter into rest. The power of the words of your mouth. The powers of the words that you speak. Yes. The interest of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Glory to God. Yes. He'll make it plain and clear to you. Yes. That you'll be able to see it. Glory to God. He'll make it plain and clear to you that you'll be able to see it. Those things that God will begin to work and unravel in your life and bring to pass in your life To you, it will be a simple thing. It will be an easy thing. But to those that are around you who are not knowledgeable of the Spirit and the power of God, will seem as if it is impossible. But don't be moved by the circumstances and those that are in unbelief. But be moved by the power of God and the Word of God and those that are of faith. In other words, encourage yourself with the Word and allow those that are in the light of His Word encourage you. Glory to God. So don't hinder or cut off your blessings. So you just be moved by the Spirit of God. Walk in the path that He's established and ordained for you, and in a way for you to go and the things that He will have you do.
Yeah.
And then you'll always find out that He will always bring you through. Glory to God. God will work it out for you. When you're standing on His promises that He's given to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. No matter what it may look like. No matter what it may seem. Glory to God. You make a determination that you've got the power of God at work for you. Glory to God. And everything will be all right. Glory to God. The entrance of His Word. Spend time in God's Word. And you'll find the path for you to take. And the steps for you to walk. And you'll find out that it will be all right. Glory to God. The entrance of His Word giveth light. Glory to God. And it giveth understanding. So that you will understand it. Glory to God. At first, you may be confused about it. Think about it. At first, you don't understand it. At first, you don't know how. At first, you have questions. But when you enter into His Word, you get light and revelation. And you see how it come to pass. It will be an easy thing. It will be a simple thing for God to do. Glory to God. The Bible says there's nothing too hard for God. Your circumstances and your situations are not too hard for God. You can declare, I've got the victory. You can declare, I'm overcoming this. You can declare, I'm coming through this. You can declare, I've got the victory. Because that's what His Word has promised to me. Glory to God. And it's not you, but Him working through you to bring it about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no failure in God. So you have God in you. There is nowhere for you to fail. When you walk according to the things that He has established and He's calling you to do, you'll find out that He'll always bring you through. Glory to God. You can always go down to the verse number 133. In Psalm 119, it says, order my steps in thy word. Let not iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps according to your will. Order my steps according to your things that you will have me to do. Glory to God. As you walk in the ways that He's established for you. Glory to God. Make it a determination that this year I'm going to walk with God like none other year. Like no other year I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to walk in the things that He established for me to do. I'm going to do the things that He's asked me to do. I'm going to accomplish His plan in my life this year like none other year. I'll know God closer and more this year. I'll go to a deeper level with Him this year like never before. I'll see changes in my life like never before. I'll be seeing miracles in my life like never before. Because I'm walking with God. Glory to God. And I am determined to accomplish His plan. And God's anointing will be upon you to do everything that you need to do. Glory to God. His favor will rest upon you. Expect God's favor to be upon you. That good things, blessings happen to you. Why? Because the blessings will overtake you. Glory to God. Enter into God's anointing. Walking in the anointing that He's established. Walking in the power of His word. Seeing God work things out for you. Seeing God's bringing you through. Declaring it right now, no matter what circumstance or situation that you may be facing. But you're declaring that you've got the victory. You're seeking God's words for wisdom and insight so that you'll see how to do it, how to handle it, how to take care of it. Then you got faith enough to believe it, that it will come to pass for you. Glory to God. The power in the Word of God. declaring the end. You've got to declare it. You've got to speak the word. You've got to say it with your own mouth. You can't wait for somebody else, but you've got to declare it with your own mouth. You've got a covenant relationship with God. Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross so that you and I do not have to be lost, but we could be saved for eternity. Glory to God. So you make a determination this morning to establish a covenant with God that you're going to pursue Him this year like never before. That you're going to be all out for God. That you're turning everything over to Him. Nothing being held back, but freely surrender unto Him. Be fully persuaded that what God has promised, He's also able to do. Being determined that you're coming through. Glory to God. Being determined that you are coming through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seeing the growth. Seeing the increase. God is a God of increase. Glory to God. Seeing the increase. Calling them in. Glory to God. Everybody in their place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody in their place. Seeing God's word come to pass. Glory to God. So I want you to think this morning. Think this morning. What do I need to be speaking into this year? What do I need to be declaring into this year? What do I need to say about this year? What do I need to say about this year? What do I need to be declaring today that I will have tomorrow? Glory to God. Glory to God. Declaring today to fulfill your tomorrow. Glory to God. With the power of God being at work for you. Put God's word to work for you. Enter into the light of His word. And He will carry you through. Even during the rough times and the tough times of your life. He will carry you through. Even when you reflect back and look back. He'll show you where you made a mistake. He'll show you where you made a missed turn. And make a determination that I won't do it again. Glory to God that the next time I will always come out. Glory to God. Praise God. Declaring the end from the beginning. So what do you need to be saying about this year? What do you need to be declaring about this year? What would God have you to say about 2016? What does He want you to say about this year? You seek Him and you ask Him, God, what do I need to be saying about this year? What do I need to be declaring so that I will get the expected end that you have for me? Glory to God. Declare it. We see increase. Glory to God. We are declaring increase in the name of Jesus. Yes. We are declaring increase in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We declare it. We declare increase this year. Glory to God. That we will have increase this year in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare gifts. We declare gifts being added in the name of Jesus. Gifts being added so that God may be glorified.
Yes.
Glory to God. We're declaring it. Gifts being added in the name of Jesus. Gifts of the ministry being added. Being in operations in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you. We declare it. We declare it. We declare healings in the name of Jesus. People being healed and whole. The healing anointing being demonstrated through the power of God. We declare it. The healing anointing being demonstrated through the power of God. Glory to God. We declare it. We declare it. The healing, the glory The glory of God being manifested. The glory of God being manifested and present to heal. Glory to God. Faith being present to heal in the name of Jesus. We declare maturity in the name of Jesus. Beyond years in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. On display in the name of Jesus. Vessels that God are using. Glory to God. In awesome and mighty ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare it. Going deeper and higher with God. Glory to God. Deeper and higher. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the increase. Glory to God. We thank you for the increase, Father. No matter what may appear to be a decrease, Father, for you it is an increase in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God. We declare vessels being whole in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Vessels being whole. Glory to God. No sickness, no disease. Praise God. We declare the Bible coming to life.
Yes.
The Bible coming to life. And the Word of God being unveiled and revealed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your power. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You've got to speak for yourself. You've got to declare for yourself. What is it that God is telling you about this year? What is God telling you about this year? What do you need to be saying about this year? What do you need to be declaring about this year? Don't wait for this year to tell you what's going to happen.
Thank you.
You tell this year what's going to happen. Glory to God. That is the good news. Glory to God. That you have power to declare what will take place this year in your life. Glory to God. What will take place in your life. Glory to God. That you are protected by Him. Glory to God. And the last scripture I want to look at is Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Glory to God. Psalm 91. Verse 15, it says, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Glory to God. So as you travel and you go throughout the year, through each day, God said, if those that love him,
yes,
those that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, he said that you can call upon him. And he will answer you.
Thank you.
He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. In troubled times. In difficult times. He will be there with you. When you in circumstances and situations where you need to make a decision. Or you won't know what decision to make. He will be there with you.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he will deliver you.
Yes.
And he will honor you because of your love for him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God. Declaring the end from the beginning. Praise God.
Amen.
Declaring it. Declaring it. What do you need to say about this year?
Thank you.
What do you need to say about this year for your life? You declare it. You determine what's going to happen. What's going to take place. You enter into a covenant agreement with God about the year that you're going to have. Praise God. We thank God for it. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. There may be someone here this morning. Something that I said may have touched your heart or ministered to your heart to the point that you realize that you don't know this Jesus. You don't know this God that I'm talking about. I want you to know that His name is Jesus. And He said, Behold, I stand at the door of your heart knocking, and that whosoever would open I will come unto him and sup with him. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to make that decision this morning, I invite you to raise your hand now. Because the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to you. If you would like to make that decision, we invite you to raise your hand now. Secondly, there may be someone here that you once knew him, but for some reason or another, you turned your back on him. You walked away from him. And this morning, you realized that was a mistake. I want you to know that our God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you your sins and restore you back in fellowship with him. If that is you that I'm speaking to this morning, we invite you to raise your hand now. And third, there may be someone here this morning that you would like for us to agree with you in prayer. Matthew 18:19 says, where two shall agree on earth as touching anything that ask, it shall be done for them on the Father which is in heaven. If you would like for us to agree with you in prayer concerning something, we invite you to raise your hand now. And then finally, if you would like for us to pray with you that you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we invite you to raise your hand now. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this time that we've had together. We thank you, Father, for the fellowship of your Holy Spirit. We lift up before you, Father, those that see in this area, that see in this community, that don't know you as Lord and Savior. We pray, oh God, that their eyes will be opened to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they come to the point where they realize that they need a Savior and that his name is Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that you send laborers across their path to minister unto their hearts and their spirits, to bring them in into the kingdom, oh God. And we thank you for it. And Father, we just pray for a spiritual awakening and revival of those that see the body of Christ, that those will come to a point, Father, that they can be used by you for your glory. Praise in your arm for a spiritual awakening. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I want you to go ahead and prepare for our Holy Communion. As you prepare your hearts, I'll read Paul's Revelation.